This evening's scripturing will come from Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of God, Lord Almighty, will accomplish this.
Here tonight to tell you that Judgment Day is coming. If you don't have your Christmas shopping done yet, people are going to judge you. Tonight, I've got my Mr. Rogers sweater on and my sneakers. Yes, I'm more going to give a sermonette tonight. So, all my suits need to go to the dry cleanup. Anyway, been a little busy lately. I want us to focus tonight on Luke chapter 2, and we'll go over there in a minute. In 1965, a cartoonist who had been widely known in the newspapers, named Charles M. Schulz, wrote a Christmas special. You might have seen it. It's called A Charlie Brown Christmas. And in that special, Charlie Brown is depressed. He doesn't understand what's so important about Christmas. Commercialism is running rampant. Among other things, his friends don't seem to be very Christmassy as far as how they treat Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown always kind of gets kicked around a little bit. And so even his dog has some things to say with how he conducts himself, right? Snoopy. So they put this special together. The sponsors were not keen on it. They didn't want to put it on TV. There's a number of excuses that they put out there, but the key one was all the reading of the scripture. Okay? Some of the others was, well, it's kids' voices, and it's this, and it's that. They really thought the scripture part was going to be not received well. And some independent reviewers looked at it. They loved it. All the doors that would have closed putting it on TV stayed open. And so they put it on TV. And so every year you can go out and watch it. I can't. I don't have an Apple. Okay. They took it off public TV. I bought it, copy though. I have grandkids. I want them to see good stuff. And so every year at this time you can go and see Charlie Brown. Okay. Well, let's try to bring this back to what I want to talk about tonight. Let's go over to Luke chapter 2, and we're going to read for a little while. Verse 1, now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius, a governor of Syria, and all the people were on their way to register for the census, each to his own city. Now Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was betrothed to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds laying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And so the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people with whom He is pleased." When the angels had departed from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen him, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed about the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. We have read this story many, many times. And Linus tells us this story every Christmas, right? But I think there's some things that we need to take from this story other than just kind of glossing over it. The first is the prophecy that was fulfilled. We had Anthony read Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 that talked about how the Savior would be born in the city of David, that He would be born on the throne of David. And we understand in Luke chapter 2, verse 4, what's it say? "Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the family of David." So we know that Jesus was born at the right location, according to prophecy, and we know that he was also born of the house of David. Prophecy from the Old Testament fulfilled in the New Testament. This would indicate to us that Jesus was not a random event. It would tell us that God had planned for this for years and years and years, that He could see forward to our need for a Savior, and that He could see that man would need to have that intervention to be reconciled back to Him. We also see in Luke chapter 2, verse 6, you know, we typically think that prophecy has to be fulfilled from the Old Testament to the New Testament. But sometimes prophecy gets fulfilled from the New Testament to the New Testament, right? So in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, now 6, "While they were there, the time came for her to give birth." I wonder who arranged that. "And then," in verse 7, "and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn." And then what happens? If we go down to Luke 2:12, the angels tell the shepherds, "Hey, this is going to be a sign to you. You go into town, this is what you're going to see, a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." The sign is fulfilled. They go in and they see that. We also want to understand that this angel told them not to be afraid. You know, if you're out in a field watching sheep and an angel shows up, I don't know about you, but every once in a while I'll be in the house and it'll be quiet. and I'll be doing something, and Kara will be in stealth mode, and she'll come and she'll say something, and I won't be expecting her. I didn't realize she even walked up behind me, and I'm like, ah! Okay, I get a little bit startled, okay? Well, imagine you're a shepherd watching sheep out in the fields, and I can't imagine anything being more quiet than an angel sneaking up on you. I don't know if that's scriptural or not, but in my head, that's where it works. And he shows up, and they're scared, and he tells them not to be afraid. I bring good news of great joy. Okay? And the words that he says are amazing. Okay? In Luke chapter 2, verse 11, again, let's not gloss over this. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Okay? A Savior. This child would be a Savior. He would be the one who would bear our sin. He would be the one who would enable us to stand before God because His blood would cover our sins. I wonder if these shepherds even knew that they needed a Savior. I don't know what they understood, but they needed a Savior, and so did we. Secondly, what's it say? A Savior who is Christ the Lord. Christ, the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy about a Messiah. Christ, the one who is prophesied about that will come to save us. Christ, the one servant of God who would fulfill all the needs that God had of Him. And the Lord, our Master. You know, there's a lot punched into that little verse there that if you just gloss over it, you might just, okay, great, this could, he was born, good, and you move on. No, he was a Savior, he was the fulfillment of prophecy, and he is our Master. So, these things happen, and then, suddenly, in verse 13, there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels praising God. Kara and I were watching TV the other night and flipping around. There wasn't a whole lot on. And there was some tabernacle singing going on. And they had like 1,000 people on stage and they were singing songs. And I thought to myself, that's not even going to stand up to what the angels could do. I don't know if they were singing or not, but they were praising God in the highest. So, better than what we can do, I'm sure. Okay. It was an amazing thing. It was an amazing scene. And they brought forth this message, glory to God in the highest. Why? Because He was sending a Savior. Why? Because He was sending His Christ. And it says, on earth, peace among people with whom He is pleased. You know, this passage, verse 14, can be a little confusing. The world uses that as he's going to bring peace to the earth. But I think we need to look at it a little differently. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." The first thing I would say that this passage says is that all men have an opportunity to find peace in God. That doesn't mean that all men are going to find peace. It means they have an opportunity if they're looking for it within God and His teachings. We look around the world today and there's war everywhere. If we were to interpret this as the Christ child was going to bring peace to the earth, we would see plenty of examples where that's not the case. But we do see people who are baptized into Christ regularly. It's been one of my joys this year on my Facebook page to see Ukrainians being baptized at a pretty regular clip, baptized into Christ. I think that's a great thing. The church in Nikopol is growing and there's good things happening there. So, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among people with whom He is pleased, an opportunity for all men to find peace. The second thing I would say that it says is if we go to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Scripture says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Christians have peace through obedience of Jesus. And He is pleased to have that peace. He would not send His Son to die on a cross and be raised up if He wanted to rage against us. He's on our side. He wants us to be in heaven. And He's laid out a path. He's put the light through the Scriptures that we can follow so we can find the way home. Peace for those who obey Him. In Luke 2:15, when the angels had departed from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby, and He lay in the manger. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people will put their business needs in front of their religious needs. A lot of people will put their family needs ahead of their spiritual needs. They left the sheep in the field and they went in a hurry. They wanted to see these things. They were inspired by what they saw and what they heard. And it was important for them to go check it out. And so they go and they find the baby as He lay in the manger. Verse 17, when they had seen Him, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. They told all those who were there about what they had seen, the angelic host, the message that was given to them, and again, how the sign was fulfilled and what they found, a baby lying in a manger. And all who heard it were amazed about the things which were told them by the shepherds. You know, I can't imagine Mary being more amazed than she already was. It says all. I can't imagine Joseph being more amazed than he already was. But it says all. Everybody was amazed by what they saw and what they heard. And Mary pondered these things in her heart. Some versions say treasured. But I like to think that she thought about the significance of her being the mother of the Christ child and the significance of having to give Him up to mankind at some time. I think she had a lot of time to prepare herself for the sacrifice of her Son. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as been told to them. You know, they didn't go out and just say, "Wow, that was pretty cool. That was neat." You know, 100,000 people saw a drone show in the shoe last night. They probably thought, "That was pretty cool. Nobody told me today that they saw the drone show." They did tell me about the whipping of Tennessee. That was kind of neat. But anyway, these shepherds went back and glorified and praised God for everything that they had seen and heard. They were amazed and they were appreciative. So this evening I would ask you a few questions. What have you seen of Christ? Are you amazed by it? I would ask you this. You know, that little scene of Linus telling Charlie Brown what Christmas is all about and his understanding. Millions of people heard that. He just read Scripture. That's it. He read Scripture. And he said, and that, Charlie Brown, is what Christmas is all about. And it just leaves you in shivers when you hear that. Can you quote Scripture to people when they have questions? Can you tell how Jesus' story relates to you and use that to relate to others? We make it so difficult. We can make it very easy. Just tell what the Scriptures say about Jesus. So this evening, what I would say to you is that that's the meaning of the gospel. And I would hope that you're able to take inspiration. You know, there's a lot of interesting specials this time of year. All the Who's down in Whoville. You know, that's kind of a good message. People are, their hearts are open. They want to hear about the message of the Christ child. Just tell them, let them get their interest piqued, and let them go find the answers. This evening, if we can help you with your answers about Christ, if you need to be baptized into Christ, or if you need prayers of this congregation, we would love to help you in any way we can. Please come while we stand and sing.